Do you hear that? I don't think you do. What realm do you think this sound comes from? The heavenly realm. Galactic realms. Facts or not? You can't sit here and tell me this ain't divine. Speaking of which, congratulations. You've ascended to a new level. Adjust your crown. It's over. Step into your abundance. You made it. Congratulations. You chose your higher self. You chose your higher self. It was a battle. See how it's not a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between your higher self, your higher chakras, you know, from your crown, you know what I'm saying? And then versus your lower chakras, you know, the ones that will go for lust versus using your higher chakras. Let me stimulate the mind first. You know what I'm saying? It's two different things, you know. So when it comes to that, there's been a lot of battles that you've been through to where you just felt like, damn, I don't think I got energy for another one. Like, I just finished going through a whole tower moment, a whole transformation, a whole, you know, shit, whole something. And you just felt like you couldn't even do it anymore. But you did, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because at the end of the day, what this really is just learning lessons time and time again. So, you know, congratulations. You've ascended to yet another level. Pat yourself on the back and proceed into the next phase of your life, because those that are really stepping into their light are really gonna step into their real purpose, their destiny. You know, it's gonna come a time you're gonna feel, if you're not already feeling, as if you don't give a fuck what system, what institution, you feel me? What structure? You're a rebel at heart. You're a rebel for peace. You're a rebel for love. You know? You're a rebel for the youth, the elderly, the animals, the environment. Everything that is all against the structure that was so quote-unquote built for to so-called free us, that really had us enslaved, for all those things that you have morals for, you know? That's what you're a rebel for. So why the fuck would you ever confine yourself into anything that's less than that? That's not what you came here for. You know, you signed the contract to come here to be prepared for this moment in time right now, right? You chose your moon sign, your sun sign, the time of birth, how you was gonna get here, how your personality was, who your parents was gonna be. You know what I'm saying? You even chose your enemies. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like you don't know. You know? You better search within. So I don't even know why you acted like you didn't know this shit. Shit, look. It just happens. It's just a part of life. You know? It really, really is. You gotta get with it. Tap in. How do I tap in? Just go within. How do I go within? Just listen to yourself. How do I do that? Play some music. And listen to the feelings you get, the thoughts you get, the things you see. Because even the things you see are messages. You just have to pay attention. You're not bugging. You can even ask for something so outrageous and it'll still come to fruition. Because the universe is always talking to you. But I'm very extremely proud of the Divine Masculines, because you guys have adjusted your crowns. You know, you guys know what the fucking mission is. Y'all see what's been going on. You know, y'all not watching NBA games. You know, y'all not participating in none of that bullshit. You know, you've stepped into your awakening and into your purpose, and now it's about the mission. You're the world's greatest. Remember that. You gotta go out here and step up for these divine feminines out here. We've been doing it out here for way too long. Like, you know, what happened to the equality? Your whole and my whole. Not your 50 and my 50. What the fuck? You gotta be whole yourself before you can be with anyone else. So, you know, I just know that all these divine masculines right now are really stepping into their purpose and have ascended to a new level and a new level of awakening. Some of you may be feeling butterflies, you know, connecting more with music, more vulnerable, just wanting to be open about your feelings and, you know, just more like, where do I help? Where do I fit in? What do I want to do? How do I start? Like, don't worry. Get excited about it versus, you know, like thinking too much about it. Because it's all part of divine intervention. This was all supposed to happen. You know? It was all preparation for the now. For the now. The more you focus on the now, the more you'll be able to absorb more knowledge and information, being as this is the age of Aquarius. And this is also a time where you can't go by word of mouth. You need dates and times and fucking citations. Like, 111. Stop going by word of mouth. Half of this shit is made up. This is a fucking simulation. Didn't Kanye tell you? All of you Mario, it's all a game. Stop playing like you don't know. This is a fucking game. This ain't real life. They built it like that so you could stay stuck and not ascend. But, huh, divine masculines have awakened. You feel me? Don't pay attention to none of that bullshit you see, because half of that shit, they lying about it. You know, they professional actors out here. You know what I'm saying? Disney was just boot camp for all that. You know? Don't fall into the traps of, you know, their little games and shit like that. Because that shit don't affect you, masculine. You're divine. You have the divinity of the Most High within you. So shine. Everything is aligned right now. There should be no fear whatsoever. Everything everything is as it should be. When you see it for what it is and you let go of worry, you allow for things to come into your life. You know? You really do. It's just the timing. It is. I just saw the masculines adjusting their crown and growing from young men to real men, grown up men, like real divine, like stepping in their power. Like, it was just so beautiful. Like, yes. Congratulations. You've made it. Like, people are not gonna know what to do when they see you step into your full light. And that's okay. You know, that has nothing to do with you, how they react. But you will treat everyone with respect. Because that's what divine masculines do. All that toxicity and shit, like, that ain't a part of that. Divine masculines have a divine mission. And it's something that was shown to you when you were younger, but you probably don't remember. Or you're just awakening to it right now because you realize all the things you did as a child all connected and can be applied to something that you can do today. So search within, realize and write down and reflect back on all the things you enjoyed doing as a child, even if it sounds silly. Write it down. There was something in there that you did, that you loved, that you was like, man, I could do this. This is fun. And da-da-da-da. It was just natural to you. That's what you're going to be doing now. And it's time. It's time. You know, it's a spiritual warfare out here. You should not be worried about what's coming if you're grounded in divinity. That's all I gotta say. Cause you should have felt reborn, you know, and or feel reborn. Once you hear this and really connect all the dots and just see how grateful you truly are and how really divine protected you've always been and just how everything that you ever done, no matter what it was, you've always been able to come out of it without a scratch. No matter how ugly it looked. Step into your power, divine masculines. Divine needs your help. I'm proud of you.
Liked what you heard on today's episode? Leave me a voice message. And if you have a question, comment, or suggestion about anything you heard on today's episode, click the little plus sign and start your message. And who knows? Your message could be next on Getting Addressed on the next episode. For those that would like to maintain their privacy, follow the same method and just mention it in the message. Thank you so much. Hope to hear from you soon. One more thing. You can email me at moveinsynergy@gmail.com. That's moveinsynergy, MOVEINCINERGY. @gmail.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me about personal readings or upcoming sales. Thank you. That's all for now.